set, Commissioner Ron Hauser?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Our first item on our agenda is, is to get a motion to approve our previous minutes. If I can have that motion.
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any comments? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. If there's not any additions to the agenda, I would consider a motion to approve the agenda.
Finesse does not have any abatements.
Okay. So the agenda would reflect that there is no longer an item for Janice Saxton to discuss abatements. So I would consider motion to approve that amendment.
Moved. Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Now we will go on, Billy, front and center.
Corona Bridge, you guys got my activity. If you have any questions on any of that stuff. Other than that, nothing. Looking through my notes here. Everything's going good. We're just blading roads, doing the usual. Culverts, cattle guards, everything. I know we got quite a bit with Rio Verde here.
Any commissioners have questions for Billy on his report?
Just quickly, Billy, you might let it. The commissioners all know where we're at with the crusher.
Oh, where the crusher. We're setting up over here at Richardson. We've been kind of on a almost an 8 month. We had to rebuild the, it was all warranty, but it was the emissions, the regen system on the jaw. So we've been waiting for parts because all the parts mainly are made overseas. And we got some that were wrong. And so, but we're finally up and running. Actually, this week, my new crusher guy, he's there in school, in Imshaw School this week. In Green River, so once they get back, we should be up and running. So we're gonna stay there till the restrictions go off one of our BLM pits, and then we'll move to one of our BLM pits.
So when do you expect this to be, in terms of being up and running?
Oh, we got part of it already set up, so we should be, I would think in the next week. We're changing out some screens and doing stuff like that because we're, you know, but before we're making product will be probably a week or so. But yeah, we're back running, so that's a good thing.
Any other comments, commissioners? Okay.
Mike?
Well, the first thing, and I sent the whole packet out for the Skyline Rock pre-use permit. This has been kind of ongoing for several months, but I think we've got a good product, and there's actually a little bit more flexibility in this plan than what we had with the BLM. Basically, the two things that we need executed, which Rob Bolscher's already signed off, I've reviewed it. I know Tom's reviewed it, and I've gone over it with Billy. This basically goes from the end of the Fremont Lake Road up to the White Pine turnoff to get rock. And there's also language in here that if there's disturbed rock outside of the right-of-way, it's obviously some construction that's part of this pre-use permit. So I have three copies. One would be for the commissioners in Road and Bridge, one would be for the Forest Service office, and one would be for us, so that we can just have a copy on hand when we're dealing with contractors. So each of these has the application that needs to be signed so that it can be accepted, and then the other one is the actual permit itself.
Okay, so we may
sign by the chairman or anybody.
I think it's signed by the chairman.
Yes. We need
so we'll need a motion to accept the Skyline Rock permit.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any questions, discussions, questions for Mr., or Commissioner Noble, since he worked so diligently on this?
Just as a comment, this, Rob and his group are very accommodating on this, and it is actually a better agreement than we had in the past, with more flexibility, as Mike said, so it should be smoother.
Are the rules, it's kind of the same, county project, state project, federal project, private?
Yeah, those are spelled out better in this,
right.
This document.
Yeah, private actually. People, if they can pick it up by hand, can have it?
Yeah, well, and, you know, private can use it if we can prove a public benefit.
Public benefit, absolutely.
Something that was kind of a gray area with the BLM is, you know, we basically pulled the specifications from Water Development Office for Small Water Project Program, which includes diversions, stream bank stabilization projects, things like that are all accepted as public benefits. So that's part of this permit too, so it gives us more range. And Rob was really good. He said, you know, if there's something, you know, your question or whatever, just to give him a call and we can cover that. So, and then we decided, we've already got the Game and Fish looking at rocks up there for some of their projects. And I think we agreed, and the Forest Service agreed, that federal and state entities could utilize the rock out of county. Whereas if we're doing, you know, any kind of private work, that it would remain in county. So
a prime example would be on the agenda here, we're talking about Trapper's Point. Mm-hmm. If there's room on the Trapper's Point, if we do this,
yep.
We can put some rocks there to yep. keep people from falling off that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mike on this rock application? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Well, give me a second and I'll get
your
papers as we go.
You betcha.
That way I'd be less likely to forget to sign something. Should I have signed this in blue? Too late now.
No, it's okay.
That's the rocks.
All right,
okay,
great. Thanks.
We'll move on.
And I guess I'll leave the commissioner copy in the ability or
with
Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll make you a copy. All right. Since the last meeting, we discussed the Trapper's Point monument access road. And so after that meeting, I got with the Pinedale Field Office here in the BLM, and I think one of the biggest points that we needed to clarify was whether we wanted to make this a county road or just an access easement. And I think what it hinged on was whether we could get it in perpetuity or not. So I checked with them, and they had to do some checking around with other departments in the state, but they can issue just a straight easement to the county for the use of the public, and it can be in perpetuity. So that's basically what we went with, because we could find no reason why we would have to make it a county road, which really just adds a few extra steps in platting and things like that, so we didn't have to make changes to the minimum widths. So we looked at our design that we had put together, and we're going to end up with a 50-foot wide easement, which keeps all the daylight slopes inside the easement. And one of the things before, I basically have a plan of development and an SF-299 application ready to go today. And the first thing that needs to be executed is a resolution stating that the county would like to do this, and that is per the BLM regulations, so we have a resolution ready to sign, and then also the SF-299 application. And I did send out the plan of development, which is a BLM requirement. We also met with Mr. Bolchek, so he's going to be doing quite a bit of work because he's very knowledgeable of that area, and he said he would, thankfully to him, he's going to donate his time to do that. He's working with the BLM archaeologists to get that going. I've already submitted the information that they need to get that work going, so we're ready to go. As soon as we have these signed, I can submit it, and they can get a temporary filing number issued for this.
You got a resolution number, or that resolution I can look at? Over
I have a resolution. I don't have the number okay. yet.
Basically, we need a resolution, or we need a motion to approve this resolution as written pertaining to the Trapper Point Overlook Monument Access Road. We do not have a number. If Joel's going to look that over, we get a motion. There's not a resolution number. The motion would be to approve the resolution pertaining to...
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
we also need a motion for the SF-299.
I understand, Mr. Noble, but I would like to take them one at a time.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the resolution as written in regards to county access to Trapper's Point. This resolution authorizes the commission to apply for a perpetual right-of-way across the land going to Trapper's Point, and authorizes Chairman Burnett to sign the application and any other required documents in the name of the board and the county.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Now, I would consider a motion, and this resolution needs to be signed by
All of us.
Specifically, I think we need to have a motion for, or did you include that in your motion about the signature required? I didn't. Any rate.
Basically, any other signature required.
I need a motion to have me execute the signature page.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 That's why I was going to use them both of them. Mike, you got that right then, huh?
Yes, sir.
These go to you?
Yes. I'll get copies out to everybody.
So we got everybody's signature here? Yes, we do.
I'll have to put
the date. Yeah, that has to be dated, and you have to sign it. Yes.
And once we get the BLM right-of-way permit, then we can use the, I just made a legal exhibit that we can record. And we'll work at just getting that partial easement from the Historical Society that's a part of this road. And as you can see, the cul-de-sac just encroaches onto private right there. So we'll just make it a formality and use this as an attachment for a description of the road.
Okay.
Is there any other questions?
On Trapper's Point?
On Trapper's Point.
I think so.
We'll keep you abreast on how we move forward on that. I guess the last thing that I have is Aaron's been working on the Paradise erosion control issue right there by the river. We basically have a design together and an estimate that I think Billy's shared with you. At this point, we just need to finalize some construction easements from private property next to the river so we can get equipment staged in there to do the work. So, and I guess I'm not aware of whether this is approved for, you know, we're kind of waiting for the...
It'll be for the works.
Okay, so we'll hold off on getting plans out for proposal until we have confirmation, so.
Any questions for Mike on Paradise Run or project? Okay, that's it, Mike?
That's it for me. I know
Scott. I just got a couple project updates for you guys.
Fill us in.
All right, well, Bar Cross Road, they got back working on it. The multi-plate is in, and they're backfilling it today. Yesterday and today, they'll probably get it backfilled today and finished. And the cattle guard's in, so the only thing they'll have left is the final 2 inches of base and maggot, and have Billy drive through and make sure everything's good, but it turned out nice. It's a nice road, and I think everybody should be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I looked at the multi-plate. It looks good. Turned out nice.
So, Mr. Chairman, so I have a question, being that I traverse that thing a lot. And I just took the opportunity last week to drive up there because I didn't know for sure what you were putting in there, and all of a sudden, why the multi-plate and not just to say a 48 squash, for instance?
Well, they had two 48s in that thing before, and then it was just Butch wanted to just help out if they were going to reroute the road, that they had this multi-plate on hand, and that the county would help the landowner out by providing the multi-plate if they installed it.
So go ahead, Tom.
The county already owned the multi-plate.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is, in my mind at least, I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that ditch has a water right of, I want to say 17 CFS. That may or may not be correct. My best guess is that the multiplate that's in there would carry, tell me, 4 times that, 5 times that?
Yeah, it's big, but that's, they just had it on hand, and they were willing to, county was willing for us to use it, so we did.
We had always had problems, you know, with debris and stuff right there.
Well, on the two pipes, yeah. No, I understand that.
And so that was at the time that we thought, you know, we had that multi-plate that we were going to use it down in Muddy, down in Big Piney, but we used a different option there. So we had it on hand, so we thought, well, that would, you know, eliminate the debris and all that, and we had it. So it was, you know, we just thought it fit good there.
And then
also, you know, with the multi-plate, we were trying to get that hill as low as we could. Right. And so the multi-plate, you know, we would have had to order special squash pipes and all that, to, you know, stuff that we normally don't buy. So we thought for making the hill as low as we could, the squash pipe, the multi-plate, you know, you're talking, oh, I bet over a foot and a half difference, mm-hmm. right there. So we didn't want to honk in the road and stuff there. So the multi-plate made our elevations and everything. It was just, you know, we were wider, but the way the multi-plates work, you know, it'll carry all the flow that ditch ever has. But we were able to lower that hill too more by using the multi-plate. So that was our decision on why to use the multi-plate.
Fair enough. Does that have a concrete bottom?
Yeah. No, not on the, it has concrete footers, but the bottom's
footers. The bottom's just
yep.
dirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
The other one is Metal Arc. The phone company went out there and they moved that pedestal by the highway where we're changing that approach. We got a slope state and we sent the model off so the Teletractor's blade can GPS everything, and they should be starting construction directly.
Construction time.
Yep, it is finally here. And then the last one is the Boulder South Overlay Project. And I've been wrestling with the design because the initial plan was to just have the millings and blade them as we needed to kind of fix our surface and then do an asphalt leveling course on top of that. But the more I worked on it, the quality control when we're investing all this money would just be too difficult to blade those millings and get them filled just right. And the supers we'd have to fix because the road was never engineered. They just kind of placed the millings as they went along. So the best design I could come up with was to mill the top 2 inches and then do a leveling course with crushed base. And that just eliminates us having that asphalt leveling course would be tough because the crown height would be varying all the time. The edges would be varying all the time. So we'd have to just be adjusting the string line the entire way. And I just don't think we'd get the final product that we'd want. With investing all the money to put asphalt on it, we just get a better product by putting the crushed base down and then paving over the top of that. And it adds about 8% to the project cost.
Mr. Chairman, is this just the original from 191 where it ends now? Or
yep.
We're not
yep.
extending it?
No, just to the end of the millings that we have. And we're making it 26 feet wide because of all the truck traffic that it gets.
Any other questions? Comments?
Boy, I don't want to know where to start if I can stop. I mean, I guess my first concern is, I think in the past the little millings have been a great thing in mm-hmm. some cases, but they do set us up for pavement in the end because you can't rework them.
No,
So I worry about continuing to use those little millings for this use.
On stuff that we never plant, you know, like, I mean, me and Butch, we always figure, because that's a pretty, you know, it's almost as busy as paradise, you know. I mean, not, it's heavy truck traffic. So when we did that, and, you know, there's probably 16, 18 inches of rotomill there.
Right.
And we always thought that eventually we would move forward trying to put an overlay on it because it was a good road for it. The stuff I get now, like the stuff I put on Cottonwood, I mix it, you know, with Chris, so you can rework it. So,
picking on you, but the learning curve there, and I would try to avoid using rotomill straight at this point.
Oh,
because it does set us up for having to pave it, and then it is an issue because it wasn't laid out to a blue top standard.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So then we're into this more cost. So I'd like to avoid that some in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know which path on this one. I mean, I understand completely what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just strictly from constructability and then the final product that we get that I would prefer to mill that surface. And the only reason we'd mill that surface is just so the base could kind of blend into it. We wouldn't get a slip surface there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can blue top the base and we know we get our elevations on our final product, and because there would be some guesswork on how much asphalt would go into that leveling course, and so that could end up being a big potential cost too. So
I'm just once again pointing out that this has cost us now because we have to mill it instead of just construct it.
Yep.
Which we all know milling is expensive.
Yep.
So I'd like to avoid this in the future.
You know, we did that 10 years ago.
Right.
Tom.
I understand that, and I'm not picking on you, really, by any means. I think hindsight.
And we looked at Muddy Speedway doing the same thing, and then we just, because it's crowned really bad, it was going to be the same kind of deal, and we decided to just bag that one.
We took it off.
It's the same thing happened at Papes. I mean, we had to start chip sealing it because you couldn't work it, but.
Yeah,
it's a nice road,
but
it is not by any to any standard.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, I think I made my point.
comments?
That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Easy enough.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we got for road and bridge.
We got 30 more minutes.
Yeah. And then, waste management.
Yeah, we got our transfer station permits good for another 8 years.
That's good.
So we should be good there. HDR is working on their end, and we should be submitting that to the DEQ this month. And the stuff we're doing now is the technical review stuff that they take 60 days to do. So we're just trying to stay ahead of the curve, and they can do their quick review and punt it out to us. But that should be happening directly.
That is good news.
We'll have our landfill permit in hand before we start having to plan for our next cell excavation. And when I do the annual report this year, I'll try and give you guys a timeline on what we're going to need to do and how long before you have to start really shelling some money out.
Well, it's been a long time.
And this is where the extension of the cell that we have now, will it fall into this, whether yes or no, or however that works?
I think that will be separate of our, because he asked us to take that out of this permit mod because he wasn't going to go for it, but he's talked to Billy, they're kind of open to it. Okay. So we're hoping maybe when we do the annual report and we can tell them how much time we have left, they can come up and reconsider.
Yeah.
We just want to get the permit.
Yep, I hear you.
Yeah.
And this next cell is lined, right?
Yep.
We can't get out of that.
Yep, next, yep. All MSW cells will be lined. But those C and D cells aren't lined, and that saves us a bunch.
Do we have enough C and D room right now? Or are we going to have to
put another C&D? I'll have to check that, because I know it's filled up a bunch with all the Hobag Ranch and stuff. So when I do the annual report at the end of June, I'll have a good idea on
where we're at.
Yep, how much life it's got left in it.
And right now, it kind of looks about the same as MSW.
It's just kind of.
Yeah. So it. You know, but at least it's not lined, you know, we don't have to have that. So, other than that, it's free dump day, May 8th, 9th, and 10th for Big Piney, and then free dump days in Pinedale on the 18th. So we're gearing up for that. Other than that, that's all I have for landfill. It's just going good. No issues, no water issues. We just did more testing. That seemed good. Things going good.
Okay. Commissioners have any questions or comments for Billy? Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Awesome. Thank you.
We just don't have our next agenda item, so we're going to have to sit here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Well, if there's anybody else, we could move in. Because the shaft's going to take quite some time.
Eric, is that a mic? S-A-C-K-E-T-T.
Yeah, I guess I could have been.
Yeah.
No, not quite. That's where you started. But you can have a 30-minute break.
Well, at the start of the meeting.
Yeah.
Are you on a break?
I think so. We don't have anything on our agenda. So. Yeah.